that messed them up. But Northwest takes no time doing what they want to do. They get it right inside, and Derek McNeilis is able to score on a short jumper. As Coach Rathke gave us his keys here, Tommy, it's to not let Kearney Catholic shoot a bunch of threes and to get the ball inside. I think that's the biggest key. Northwest inside game as the drive by Kearney Catholic and shot is up by Brian Hoosman and in. That's what the Stars have to do. I expect to see maybe a few block shots for Northwest. If they don't, they're in trouble.
Yeah, and, you know, they're going to pressure Kearney Catholic hard to try and take away easy threes.
On the right wing with it for Northwest is Zach Rose. Kick it back up top here, trying to post up down low again, McNeilis. Kind of hard to see the Northwest numbers here. They're so bright down there as they lob it into McNeilis, and it's going to be tied up. Alex Lees forces the jump ball, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball.
That was one of the latest and slowest jump balls I've ever seen, Doug. Great job by Kearney Catholic. Notice now they're trying to get around the post to get backside help on those lobs.
Well, they know what they need to do, and Matt Moore will bring the ball across the timeline here for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Man-to-man as well by Grand Island Northwest. Not everybody plays the Stars that way. Squires at three, not afraid to shoot it, and it's going to be short, no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Larson. Up the floor comes Northwest, and a whistle.
Squires right there, he got in a decent position. Looked like he could have taken the charge. Instead, he tried to body up. He's going to, you know, he's the kind of guy, though, on the offensive end. Sometimes it takes him two or three shots till he feels like he's in a rhythm, and Donnie Lease is going to let him fire a few of them up there. And that's just the style they play. And I think really for Kearney Catholic, Hoosman's the tough matchup for Northwest because they got a bigger guy on him.
Free throw by Alec Waters is up, and it is Northwest takes the 3-2 lead. Second free throw coming up. The foul on Squires, of course, the first of the game. People look at David. They don't expect him to be a kid that comes out to shoot from the outside, but after a couple of games, everybody has the scouting report as the second free throw is no good, and Squires will grab the rebound for Kearney Catholic. 90 seconds in, 3-2, Northwest.
Doug, Squires won't mind me saying this. Donnie Lease always says, never let a fat man shoot.
Well, the man was 270, 280 in football, and he's just trying to get down a little bit more. He's going to UNK as Matt Moore drives. Left-handed runner is no good. The rebound brought down by Larson, and then we're going to get a whistle, and they'll get Moore on his second grab on the foul. Matt Moore with the personal foul. The Stars, I'm still looking for somebody that they can compare this against. I mean, playing in the Lou Platt Conference, they played McCook. They beat McCook, for the folks that don't know that. Knocked McCook out at number one. So for anybody that thinks that this should be a Northwest easy win as a Class B team, that's not the case. But Northwest is a team that some people thought at one point this year could be number one. As the shot's up, no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Strine.
Absolutely, Doug. You know, it's split among coaches if McCook or Northwest, who's the better team. And so I would say that it's very comparable to McCook. McCook and Northwest athleticism is very similar. And I watched McCook earlier in the year, and it seems like they're a lot of the same type of team.
And a carry is called here on Alex Lees for the Stars' first turnover. For the folks that know the comparisons, I guess, on the Kearney side, how comparable is Northwest to you and Adams Central's ball club?
I'd say it's similar. We played fairly well. They beat us. They ended up beating us by 10. It was a two-point game with 4 minutes to go, and we didn't hit any free throws. So it's a comparable, matchup right there.
Rose fires the three for Northwest. It won't go. Alex Lease has the rebound. Outlet pass here for Kearney Catholic. They want to run. Running out of room is Squires. Just throws it back into the court to play to Moore. A foul. And we're getting pretty handsy on both sides. And that is not foreign to either one of these teams. And Northwest called for the foul, their first of the game.
Yeah, both teams are physical. They're not really, you know, Kearney Catholic's probably more aggressive than Northwest in that way. Northwest plays more position defense, but the officials, the last two possessions, let Northwest reach in a little bit, and there they finally cleaned it up.
For the Northwest fans that haven't seen Kearney Catholic, just think of Grand Island Central Catholic about 3-4 years ago, and that's what Kearney Catholic really kind of tried to put their image in. That was the team they needed to beat, and they started playing that way. Blake Holtmeyer comes in for Kearney Catholic, and Isaac Richter. Richter, the biggest man on the floor, 6'6 for the Stars, and a senior. Not necessarily a score. They do try to get it to him for about 4 points a game, though. And Lee's dribbling around, Northwest on him, and not able to get the shot away. A travel called on Kearney Catholic.
That was probably the right call on Holtmeyer because he moved his feet before he put the ball down. But, you know, honestly, on about one-third of the...
And you bring it up, and it was something that we talked about off the air. It'll be interesting to see how this game is officiated, because I can't tell you the names of these officials. I believe they're from the metro area, though, and they have come out to do this ball game, or it's a mixed crew maybe even, but a crew that I know, Kearney Catholic, I don't think has seen this year, and I don't know about Northwest.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they call it like a Class A game or if they kind of bring it down to the BC type of level.
Three-pointer on the way, and it is good by Kyle Bachman. Bachman gets Northwest's first three of the ball game, and at the other end, Kearney Catholic running and getting a foul called. They don't worry about a made basket or a missed basket. They get it out and go no matter what.
That's when Donnie feels like a lot of teams will relax when they make a shot, just like Northwest did there. Great job of throwing up to Hallmark. Hallmark did a fantastic job of being aggressive. Both teams run exceptionally well. I can't say that one runs better than the other. Northwest is a fantastic running team, really.
The foul was on Bachman, who had to hustle back after the made three, and Holtmeyer's free throw is no good.
If Holtmeyer has a weakness, it's at the line right now, Doug.
And he is considered maybe the best sixth man in the conference, if not in the general area, Blake Holtmeyer. The left-hander puts the second free throw up, and it is in. So Holtmeyer gets one of two, and it's Northwest 6, Kearney Catholic 3. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter of play. Pushing the ball up the floor is going to be Alex Larson. Larson has the ball between the circles. Guarded by Matt Moore in the man-to-man, low 1-4. Waits for a couple of screens, and Kearney Catholic has it covered. Northwest now down on the low post, trying to use their height advantage. Kick it back out. Richter will have his hands full. Take it in the right-hand corner. Nothing there. Back out to Larson. Larson drives right baseline, pulls up from 8, no good. Alex Lease will pull down the rebound. Lease brings the ball off the floor himself, guarded by Larson here in the man-to-man defense, trying to get a switch there off the pick, and the ball is poked away from behind and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will maintain possession as Lease turned the corner.
For Northwest fans, this will be a different game. They're probably not used to teams playing quite as loose and aggressive as Kearney Catholic does in Class B. And it's just the style that Don Lease likes to play. An interesting sub with Richter. He does give them some size to help them down low. I think Donnie made a nice substitution bringing him in.
And Kearney Catholic will sub in again. Connor Streit re-enters the ball game. And Lease to throw it in. Lease trouble and a five-second call. He was just going to throw it up for grabs, and then he decided not to in a five-second call against Kearney Catholic. That'll be the third turnover for the Stars. None so far on Northwest.
Coach Lease is upset, I'm sure, with his whole team there, but Alex had an opportunity to throw it to Connor Streit, and he just looked for something better, and sometimes you just got to get it in.
Up the floor, Alec Waters with it for Northwest. Kick the ball out top. Checking into the ball game is Casey Dahlkeller. Dahlkeller comes in, and he's a big man down low at 6'4".
Don't leave him open outside. I've seen him hit a lot of jumpers, Doug. He hit a big one against us.
Three-pointer on the way by Waters. It's no good. Rebound kicks out into the corner, and Kearney Catholic picks up the ball with Brian Hoosman. Hoosman really, you talked about it earlier, the matchup. He's been quiet so far. On the high post, Richter turns, throws it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Grand Island Northwest, and Kyle Bachman has it here for the Vikings. 3:10 to go first quarter, 6-3, Grand Island Northwest against undefeated Kearney Catholic at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Northwest spreading the floor, getting it inside for the layup, Alec Waters.
Richter there thought he got fouled on the last possession, but, you know, he kind of lost his balance, and I think that's why he didn't get that call.
8-3, Northwest, long three, Connor Streit. It worked in the conference tournament, but not there. The rebound brought down by Northwest, and Dahlkeller gets the rebound for Grand Island Northwest, who quickly gets it up the floor, and a foul call.
Alex Waters is a great, he's really a good job right there penetrating. He does that very, very well, going to his left side. A lot of high school players can't go to the left and drive and finish with the left, and he can.
The foul is on Blake Holtmeyer, his first, and the team's third. And Waters, who was one of two at the line earlier, is back there again, puts the first free throw up. And it is good.
You know, you had said this, Doug, and I'm not trying to get in the head of Kearney Catholic, but sometimes when you're a C1 playing a big B school that's in the top five, that first 4 minutes is kind of an adjustment situation. And against McCook, it was 8-3, kind of similar to this. Kearney Catholic just has to stay within striking distance this first quarter.
Second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. And David Squires back in the ball game, and he will pick up the rebound for Kearney Catholic, his second. Up the floor, Holtmeyer passes on it up top to Squires. Back over to Jackson. Ball fake, takes a dribble, and back out to Hoosman. Gets it in the paint. Strike, turnaround jumper from 8 over the front of the rim, and it will not go. Rebound brought down by Grand Island Northwest, and Trevor Kraft able to grab that one. And some of the shots at Kearney Catholic, they would be more of a playground type of shot when they bring it into the paint, and they haven't been able to connect so far. But here's a nice little back cut and layup. Austin Havranek as Coach Rathke has also went to the bench quite a few times here in the first quarter. And it's 11-3 in favor of Northwest. Kearney Catholic hasn't had to play from behind much this year. In fact, I think the only time they've been behind in the fourth quarter was against Adams Central in the conference final. Hoosman down on the low block, gets a fake turnaround jumper up and in.
Great job by Hoosman. He's got to assert himself in this lineup right now because Alex Lease is on the bench, and so he's their main scorer, and he's got to get some looks.
Not many times do you post up your 5'10 kid, but that's part of the arsenal for Kearney Catholic. And at the other end of the floor, we've got a foul underneath on the Stars.
If Hoosman posts you up like he does right there, he's so quick on the spin and the move, and if he faces you up, he can just make one little jab step and get to the rim so quickly. We say, coaches say, kind of jumps like a deer. He gets off the floor quicker than anybody I've seen in a long time, Doug.
Looks like they gave the foul to Grand Island Northwest, and that's going to be on Isaiah Dawes. Third foul here on the Vikings, and Kearney Catholic facing some pressure. Trying to throw over the top, they do. Wide open strike, long three. It's over everything. And the rebound brought down on the backside by Alex Larson. Stars 0 of 3 early on from the three-point line. Three-pointer at the other end for the Vikings is up, and it is good for Zach Rose. And the second three gives Northwest a nine-point lead at 14-5. Kearney Catholic on the right wing, giving it off to Alex Lease. Lease pulls up right side of the key, puts it up no good. Offensive rebound here for Blake Holtmeyer, trying to get out of trouble there. Gives it to Squires, who puts it on the floor. Dribbles right side to Holtmeyer, and he's fouled. Went up. Northwest thought it might have been a block shot, but a foul will be called, and Holtmeyer goes back to the line.
That's a tough call. I don't know if they were calling the block on the shot or the body. He got a little bit of body, it looked like, so maybe he bumped him there. It was a good move by Holtmeyer right there.
Foul called on Alex Larson.
You know, Northwest, the thing they're doing great is their shot selection has been fantastic. And you said about Kearney Catholic, they take a couple playground shots, but that's actually going to benefit them against Northwest because you may not get the easiest kind of looks. And they will leave their feet and then kick out more than anybody I've seen.
We had an error there on the foul earlier, and it wasn't Dawes. Hoosman had one that was put up there. So Alex Larson picking up the foul here, and Holtmeyer not able to hit either free throw, and the rebound comes down to Trevor Kraft.
Right now, Kearney Catholic is cold. Northwest has all the momentum. They're controlling the tempo. We'll see how the quarter ends.
40 seconds, and Northwest acts as if they might milk the clock right here.
Absolutely. Rathke is smart if he can get a last shot. You got 11-point lead. Go into the second quarter, you know, with a double digit or more.
One of these days, we'll have a round table about this. There should be like one of those charts when you can do that. But Kearney Catholic's going to come out and pressure him here. Alec Waters with a basketball, gives it off to Larson, down to 12 seconds. Larson one-on-one with Lease, good move off the right side. Then he gets tripped up, and they're going to call a foul on Lease.
That looked like incidental contact there, Doug. Alex was just moving his feet. He didn't bump him or hit him. You know, that's a tough call, though, for an official, because if he did actually get his leg in front and trip him, they got to call that. So,
yeah, it just looked like he stepped right on Lease's foot and went down. 8 seconds to go here in the quarter. Northwest tries to get it in underneath. Instead, they kick it out on the wing. Waters, jump pass, goes backside. Kraft puts it up off the window and in, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Grand Island Northwest is off to a great start here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Northwest 16, Kearney Catholic 5. We're back in a minute at the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle. So we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you. Like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the 6th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic. Doug Duda, Tom Schlechter with you at the Heartland Events Center after one quarter. Grand Island Northwest leads it 16-5, and they'll get the ball. Tommy, what are you seeing out there?
You know, right now, Kearney Catholic can't hit a free throw or a perimeter shot. If that doesn't change, it's going to be a long night for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Northwest is doing a great job of driving and kick threes.
They're balanced, too. Alec Waters has 4 points, and that's the high man after one quarter, as Northwest will get the basketball. Working around the perimeter here onto the right wing to Waters. Waters kind of all by himself over there with Connor Stride on him, so they'll reverse it back out top. Now over the left wing.
You had said, Doug, Kearney Catholic's not used to being down. It looks like they're trying to amp up some pressure right now.
Ball gets down to the low post, and a double-clutch shot off the window is up, and it is good for Zach Rose. And Granada Northwest is shooting the ball well. I mean, one team can shoot it well, one team cannot shoot it well, and it looks big-time disparaging up there. It happened in the Pius Senior High game today. Grand Island Senior High shot to over 50% and got pretty well drubbed as Lees throws up a three. And if they don't hit threes, they're in serious trouble against teams that are as good as they are. And a fast break bucket at the other end for Northwest, and Rose again.
So Northwest has 20 points, and I think yesterday, last night, they put up, they were in the 30s against Beatrice. Was it 31 or 33? Do you remember, Doug?
Yeah, 31-26 was the final last night. As Squires drives, his shot won't go. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball. But, yeah, they ended the game, wasn't it, on a 10-0 run? They had 21 points, I think, going into the fourth quarter. They've got 20 with 6:49 to go in the second.
Yeah, and Beatrice didn't score in the fourth quarter, and like you said, Northwest did. And, again, they only scored 31 for the game. So this is they're hitting everything, and they're playing well.
Into the right-hand corner. Three-pointer is on the way, and it is no good. Kearney Catholic now 0-5 from outside and trying to get the rebound. One of the Northwest Vikings hits the deck. That's Alex Larson, and a foul on Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, that's a tough one because that takes Alex Lease out of the game. Don Lease has to get him a sub, bringing Jackson in, number 12. And, you know, this changes the dynamics because, again, Alex is a perimeter shooter. Even though he hasn't hit a shot, it takes one of the weapons off the floor for Kearney Catholic.
It's the second foul on Lease, and it's the fifth on Kearney Catholic as a team. Stars rely on that three-point shot, and they are 0-for-5. Now they could just as easily 4 in a row, but you don't want to be down 15, and Northwest is looking really good, hitting their threes, and another one is on the way and in, and Zach Rose is red hot. 7 in a row for Zach Rose. All 7 points here in the second quarter belong to him. Squires, one dribble to Jackson. 23-5.
Wow. I mean, great job by Northwest. That was the first possession Kearney Catholic went zone, and they made him pay hitting the big wing three.
Driving is going to be Hoosman. Kicks it back out to Connor Strike. Got by his man. Lays it up and in. Will they give him the bucket? No. And that's not what Kearney Catholic wanted because they open up the lane, and instead of getting the layup, it's going to be a blocking foul on Northwest. Just throwing the hip out there was number 13, Zach Rose.
Yep, that was the right call by the officials against Northwest, calling it early before the shot.
Ball comes in. Kearney Catholic goes back cut. Little one-hand runner up. It will not go for Jackson. The rebound brought down by Waters. Waters pushes it up the floor, draws the contact, loses the ball. It's rolling out of bounds. It belongs to Kearney Catholic. That is the first turnover in the game for Grand Island Northwest. Kearney Catholic only has 3. They just can't make any shots.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting pretty good looks too, Doug. And the one thing you said, Northwest is controlling tempo. They're not running. They're not slowing it down either, but they're controlling tempo and kind of getting good looks as well. 23 points, wow, this is pretty impressive. Kearney Catholic just needs to get a shot down so they can, you know, put a press on and try and make this game go more up-tempo.
Alex Lease is back in there. Skip pass over to Squires. He loves shooting the three, and he finally makes one. David Squires hits the outside three for the first bucket of the second quarter for Kearney Catholic. 5.5 to go, 23-8 in the second quarter, Northwest Vikings.
If anybody can come back from down 18 and make it a close game, it'll be Kearney Catholic here.
There's a few of those teams in the area that can do it, and Rose going to get fouled. And I don't know who has a bigger advantage from a more physical game here, Tom. I would think if they let them play, Northwest would be have a more of an advantage here as Hoosman is called for his foul.
I would agree. Northwest is a little bit more physical, a little bit bigger. The only thing is Kearney Catholic likes to play aggressive, so that helps them a little bit.
Another three up and in for Zach Rose. He must have something going on. It's like there's no history between these two schools in anything, but Zach Rose acts as if there is, and he's got 10 points, all 10 points in the quarter for Northwest. Squires for three. It's no good. long rebound run down by Connor Strite.
And that was really good defense by Kearney Catholic, you know, on that play.
Strite a long three, and he'll hit that one. Connor Strite with his first bucket of the ball game. But the fact is, Tom, if Kearney Catholic just is going to shoot threes, they've got no chance. No team has a chance if you're down this much and just keep shooting threes. But they get a transition. Matt Moore, the rebound, up ahead, trying to contact Alex Fleece, and a blocking foul will be
called. I mean, Doug, I don't want to disagree with you, but in this case I'm going to, only because when they played Chatham in the district final those 2 years, they really shot 20, 30, 43. It makes no difference to Kearney Catholic. They're the kind of team that if they don't have to hit even 50% because they'll get long boards. So they want to shoot a lot of threes. That's just the style Don Lease wants to play.
Fouls on Kyle Bachman, and that is his second. And the free throw by Lease is up and in.
We joke with Paul Bronick at Ravenna, you know, there's times we shoot 33s, and for some coaches like Sponge and great coaches, they'd be pulling their hairs out, you know, but that's just the style, and that's the way they play, and they're going to go up-tempo, and they're not going to be afraid of taking the next shot.
It seems like Northwest is getting onto it, that those threes are farther and farther out.
Yes.
And so there's got to be a way to burn somebody on something like that, as the second free throw is no good, and Dahl Keller pulls down the rebound.
That's a great point, Doug. That's a great point.
And Northwest with the ball, a commanding 26-12 lead. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And Alex Larson with it at the top of the circle. Uses his dribble up, and Dahl Keller has to come out here and get it.
I don't know at what point Kearney Catholic might start trapping, just because you might be concerned that Northwest is actually going to start not running clock, but just taking care of the ball and taking a little time off.
We've got our first timeout. Northwest was near a five-second call, so Ryan Rathke calls the timeout with 3 minutes to go here in the quarter. It is 26-12 Vikings, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook. I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Out of the Northwest timeout, the Vikings turn the ball over, and Kearney Catholic will have possession. Northwest leading at 26-12. Moore into the corner to David Squires, puts up the three-pointer. It is over everything, and the rebound brought down by Alec Waters, and Kearney Catholic is now 2 of 9 from outside the arc. On the other side, another three is rained down. This one from Havronic. 3 for 3 in the second quarter here for Northwest. Another three, Kearney Catholic, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by the Stars, though, and they'll get another chance at a whistle for a foul.
And you had said it, Doug. Alex Leakes takes the quick three. It misses. They get the rebound. They come out, and they're forcing him farther and farther out. And then finally on the second one, Alex does take it to the paint, and now he's at the free throw line. So you're right. If Kearney Catholic doesn't start driving it and getting layups or getting and ones, they're going to be in big trouble if they just keep pushing out on the threes.
Well, Northwest is playing a very good first half of basketball. There's no doubt about that. It always helps when you hit three-pointers. I've got them currently 5 out of 7 from beyond the arc. And the free throw on the front end of the 1-1 here for Alex Lease is up, and it is good.
That was a big free throw by Lease just to stop the bleeding that seems to be going on here by Northwest, you know, on Kearney Catholic.
And the second free throw is up, and it is in. 29-14. Kearney Catholic trails on the road here. They're undefeated, but Northwest is darn near undefeated if they hadn't had some issues. They turn it over, and they'll dish it off underneath. The Hoosman on a nice pass from Holtmeyer. He'll score.
And these buckets now are helping them set up some pressure and get the press on. That's what we talked about. When they don't score, they can't press.
And it is such a catch-22 when that happens, as Northwest finally misses a three, and the rebound brought down by Derek Jackson. Stars want to run, and making a ill-fated pass It's going to be Bachman to the other end. Bachman trying to go behind his back, and he loses it. Squires hustled back and forced the turnover, but both times there, the two ball handlers were a little out of control and got themselves into some trouble.
I think Big Squires may be scared of
Squires drives, tries to bounce, pass it to Jackson. It's knocked away. Scrum out top. Lees, three. Got it. Alex Lees hits the three, and the Kearney Catholic fans now starting to get back into the ball game. 29-19 and a timeout by Northwest. 1:50 to go here in the second quarter of play. It is Northwest 29, Kearney Catholic. We're back in 30 seconds.
Put a sparkle in her eye and a smile on her face when you romance her this Valentine's Day with Flowers from Roses for You. Nothing says you love her more than a beautiful arrangement of unique flowers. Order early and take pressure off remembering. The last thing you want is to forget flowers on Valentine's Day for that special someone. Call Roses for You today, 382-4050, or stop by 937 South Locust, Grand Island. Order 24 hours a day at rosesforyou.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah.
Doug Duda along with Tom Schlechta here on The Breeze, 94.5 and Classic Hits, 98.9. It is the 6th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. Most of the district wrestling around the state is wrapped up. Congratulations to those who have qualified. Tomorrow at 3, it's our annual wrestling rally on Classic Hits 98.9, talking to area coaches and state qualifiers. Right now, back to basketball at Northwest. Has turned it over again. No turnovers in the first quarter, 5 in the second, and most of them here in the last 2 minutes as Kearney Catholic is making a run to try to get back in it. Another long three way off the mark, with the rebound brought down by Connor Streit. Tries to kick it out here, his third board, and turns it over. Kearney Catholic with their fifth turnover. Here's Rose. He's got the hot hand, but it's short. And the ball deflects out into the hands of Connor Streit. A lot of real quick possessions here. A 10-second shot clock would not be in danger.
No, and I'll tell you what, Ryan Rathke's probably not happy with that last shot, because they're kind of playing a frenetic pace when they do that, playing into Kearney Catholic's hands, and that's what they want. Down 10, Kearney Catholic wants to keep the tempo up. This foul, where they called with Connor Streit, was really because he lost possession. He did get bumped. The officials originally let it go, but when they saw he lost possession, they called the foul there.
McNellis picks up the foul, and McNellis with his first foul, a 1-1 for Connor Streit. Not a while at the line. He puts the free throw up, and it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Grand Island Northwest, and that is Derek McNellis who committed the foul. He gets the rebound. Hands it off there to Larson. 1:05 to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it off to Moore. It's a 10-point Northwest lead. They were up by 18 in this game at 23-5. With it is Connor Streit. Man-to-man with Rose on him. Gets by Rose, brings it into the lane, puts it up and draws the foul, and Connor goes right back to the line.
You know, I'm going to give credit to Connor Streit for driving it, but right there it looked like he was a little bit out of control, and the officials may have bailed him out. You know, Northwest looked like it was just, if they wouldn't have reached, you know, I don't know that he would even kept his balance and make that shot. But good job being aggressive by Connor Streit.
And so McNellis puts up his second foul. That is the 9th foul of the half, and the free throw this time is good. Connor Streit with 4 points.
I don't know what Kearney Catholic is from the free throw line, but it's got to be about 50% or, you know, in that range. They need to hit these, so like, you know, every point right now is critical.
5 of 10, genius.
Man,
second free throw.
Get lucky sometimes.
Or good eyes. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Connor Streit hits them both. It is 29-21. Northwest lead is down to 8. Inbounds pass comes to Waters. Waters, who had a good first quarter, has his pocket picked on the double team. Holtmeyer goes in for the layup and scores, and it is a 6-point game.
Kearney Catholic is great at coming from behind and tipping balls, and that's what happened there, Doug. Now they got a trap set.
30 seconds to go in the first half. Ball in the backcourt. Waters trying to work on Moore. Long outlet pass. Gets it into the front court. Left wing. Down to 19 seconds. Up top, McNellis. Get it inside. Post up move. Nothing there. Kick it back outside. And it's Larson. Down to 10 seconds. Larson trying to isolate. One-on-one here. Off the dribble goes right side on Streit. Over Holtmeyer. Partially tipped. No good. Ball's loose in the lane. Time running down. And Kearney Catholic comes out of there with the basketball. And what a different set of circumstances we saw here in the first half, as Grand Island Northwest was up 23-5, and then Kearney Catholic closes the half on an 18-6 run to bring us to halftime. Grand Island Northwest 29 and Kearney Catholic 23. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and The Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll look back at the games earlier in the day and still two more games as we're in game 6 of 8 here at the 6th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll be back in a minute.
Here's a friendly maintenance tip from Graham Tire, your tire store next door in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
In the winter, we all deal with nasty potholes. Some of them are so bad they affect the alignment of your vehicle and make it pull in a different direction. Making sure your car is properly lined will allow you to get better gas mileage, longer tire life, and keep you and your family safer on the road.
Just another friendly maintenance tip from Graham Tire, your tire store next door, with locations in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. See them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of Game 6 of the day. It is Grand Island Northwest 29 and Kearney Catholic 23. And if you just turned the radio on, Tommy Schlechter, you would say, no surprise here. But if you actually sat here and watched this game, it has been a thrilling ride of momentum switching. It was 23-5, Grand Island Northwest, and Kearney Catholic has cut it all the way from 18-6 at half.
Yeah, and I think the big difference there, Doug, is when Kearney Catholic got some buckets, they were able to put their trap on the full court pressure. Northwest isn't used to seeing that kind of pressure against them, and they've handled it all year. But I would doubt that Northwest has seen that kind of full court run and jump that Don Lease and his crew is used to putting on.
So where are we at right now? You're in the locker room. You're the coach. You've been there. One team got off to a great start. One team didn't. And the team with the that got off to the great start still goes into the locker room with a six-point halftime lead, which I know they would have taken at the tip, but it is psyche-wise a lot different.
It really is. And if you're Northwest right now, you're only worried about the press. That's number one priority. And how you're going to break it, because they turned the ball over several times. And if you're Kearney Catholic, this is dangerous. You want to tell you guys to stay aggressive. You don't want them to, like you said, they took some ill-advised threes there, but you also don't want them holding and passing up good looks. And so that's kind of where I would probably approach it from, you know, both Northwest and Kearney Catholic right now.
How much pressure is on Kearney Catholic to remain undefeated? This is, they beat McCook. I still would say right now, McCook was probably the best team that they have played so far this year. And I'm not comparing talent-wise. I'm just going the way they're rated, the way the records were, and their first game against a Class B team. And so this would be second or third biggest game of the year compared to trying to win a conference tournament and things like that. Is there pressure off of that?
There might be a little bit of pressure, Doug, just from the internal standpoint. However, I'd say externally, if you look at it, there's not really any pressure on Kearney Catholic, because not only are they playing a top-rated B school, but also they can lose these next three games during the state tournament as a two-seed. I've done all the math. There's no way Kearney Catholic drops below a two unless everything falls apart with everybody else that they've played. So really playing a top team like Northwest, if they lose, it's not a big deal for them. You know, they play us next week, you know, on Friday. And even if they would happen to slip in districts, they're pretty much in the state tournament. Sometimes a loss can loosen you up. I think they do feel a little bit of pressure. And you saw that coming in. They felt pressure against us in the conference championship game. And it's because they had nothing to win there. They had everything to lose. So part of me thinks, you know, Don Lease, not that he doesn't want this loss, but that wouldn't be all bad for him. So I think they do feel pressure, but it's all internal right now.
Well, let's take a look at what happened earlier at the Heartland Event Center, and we've had five games already in the book. And here's how things broke down. It started off with a record morning. High Plains 102 points as they beat Heartland Lutheran 102-53. Dylan Shank had 34 and Cole Klingsborn had 28 in the win for High Plains. And You just don't see that kind of scoring anymore.
No, you don't. And you don't see it in college anymore either, Doug. And the reason is not just because guys can't shoot free throws or shoot. It's also because officials let you play more physical. And so that kind of disrupts the ability of guys to drive and post up. You know, 20, 30 years ago, this was a foul, just a little hit on the hand, you know, on the arm, or arm bar was a foul. Now today, you see guys arm bar 35 feet from the rim and they let it go.
Oh, no doubt about it. Second game of the day was the exact opposite. Sutton, ranked number one in C2 boys, defeated Grand Island Central Catholic kind of at their own game. 49-23 was the final score. And Sutton looks really, really good. A team that made it to the state football finals. This is a great group of kids. They've won some state baseball titles with Coach Sponberg. Now he's got them here in basketball, assistant coach in football with Coach Raymer. They have had a heck of a run with this class, and it's not done yet. A lot of these kids are still juniors. Third game of the day, Hastings St. Cecilia was trying to play catch-up, and Raymond Central did not score a field goal in the final 9 minutes and 19 seconds and still found a way to beat St. Cecilia 47-44 because there was a total of 9 points scored in the fourth quarter.
Doug, they lose the GICC by 3 last night. They lose by a couple today. They lose to us earlier in the week by 4 or 5. I know they lost. They played Northwest tough at home. St. Cecilia's a really dangerous team down the stretch because they can beat anybody in C2. And I'm not discounting C2. I'm just saying they can get hot and hit shots. They got Cesar Tino back, and they got some other guys that are playing extremely well. So they're going to be dangerous down the road.
And even with all of those losses, Coach Asher was telling me before the game that they're like 16th in the wild card point. So they're in the top quarter of the teams in C2. It was Lincoln Pius X jumping out to a 15-3 lead, and the game never got closer as they defeated Grand Island Senior High 68-57. And in the game right before this, Donovan Trumbull, they got up by 20 and then cruised home for a 64-53 win over Archbishop Bergen. Bergen did make it a little interesting at the end.
Yeah, you know, Bergen's got a good team. They're just young, and they had a lot of starters came in that didn't play on the team last year. Where Donovan was reversed, they had, you know, 3 or 4 of their starters that had played here last year against GICC and had success. So I think that really helped Donovan Trumbull, you know, coming in today.
Let's take a look at the first half stats of our ball game. First for Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore had 1 rebound. Brian Hoosman, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 3 points and 3 rebounds. Derek Jackson, a rebound. Connor Streit, 5 points, 4 rebounds. David Squires, 3 points, 2 rebounds. And Alex Lease has 6 points and 2 rebounds.
Well, that's 4 more points than Alex Lee scored against us in the conference finals, and he hit the game winner. So he's got to be feeling at least better about that today.
For Kearney Catholic at the half, they scored 5 points in the first quarter, and they score 18 in the second quarter, 23 points, 15 rebounds. They're 6 of 11 at the free throw line. They have put up a total of 12 three-pointers. They have hit 3 of those 12, and they have 5 turnovers. For Grand Island Northwest here in the first half, Kyle Bachman has a 3-point bucket, 1 rebound. Alec Waters, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Alex Larson, 4 rebounds. Zach Rose had the first 10 points of the second quarter. He leads the team with 13. Derek McNeils has 2 points and a rebound. Austin Hebronic, 5 points. Trevor Kraft, 2 points and 2 rebounds. And Casey Dahlkeller, has 2 rebounds as well.
What's surprising about that is it seems like Alex Waters from Northwest has played a tremendous game, handling the ball, handling the pressure for the most part. Like you said, at the end of the half, some of the traps got to him. They left him out on an island by himself. We'll see if they bring a little more help to him in the full court.
So for Northwest, 16 points in the first, 13 in the second. The Vikings have 29 points, 12 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. You'd think they'd want to get to the line a little bit more with that inside game. 5 of 9 from three-point land and 6 turnovers at the half. Grand Island Northwest 29, Kearney Catholic 23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll bring you the second half in 1 minute on The Breeze and Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island wants to show you the new 2013 Spark four-door hatchback. A gorgeous salsa red, stock number 95100, is every bit as fun to drive as it looks. Sale price now at only $15,300. The 2013 GMC Terrain, stock number 94400, is a clear onyx black. A quality ride that looks as tough as nails. Sale price now at $25,998. See them today at Tom Dinsdale Automotive on West Dolly Park at Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Doug Duda and Adams Central boys basketball co-coach Tom Schlechta, head assistant.
Assistant.
Well, I know you're assistant. Zach's the man.
Zach's the man.
We're ready to start the you've been head, you've been assistant, you've been everywhere. You've seen these teams a lot, and Kearney Catholic's going to get the ball to start the second half of play, and they'll get it down to Lees with a little jump hook up and in. Now, those weren't going early in the game, those little one-hand runners and jump hooks. They've started to go, and Kearney Catholic has cut it to four. The Stars shot 32% in the first half, Northwest 53%.
Yeah, I mean, shooting that percentage, you got to feel great if you're Kearney Catholic, down four right now. And they shoot a lot of schoolyard shots, but they practice those every day in practice. I know Don Lease likes to work on those every day.
And Northwest has the ball tipped out of bounds, so they'll get the ball back here. But their 18-point advantage is down to four, and Kearney Catholic stays in that man-to-man as Northwest goes from right to left here in the second half. They get it down low. McNeil's got three, and Kearney Catholic had to foul him. Made a good fake, and Kearney Catholic bit. Hoosman was going for the steal, and he went after air.
I think right now, anytime they're in a mismatch, Don's telling them to try and get around him and force a lob. Right there, he got caught in between. That was a good foul by Connor Stride to make him earn him at the line here.
So the second foul called on Hoosman, and the free throw is on the way, and it is up and no good.
I mean, this sounds terrible. The way the high school teams shoot free throws, you should foul any time a guy has an opportunity like that.
Second free throw coming up for McNeil's, as they have only been to the line a couple of times in the game. It's on the way, and it is short, no good. The ball slapped out of there, but Squires will grab his third rebound. Kearney Catholic actually out-rebounded Northwest in the first half, according to my tally, 15-12.
Doug, I think they out-rebounded McCook, too, when they played them, and they are one of the best rebounding teams in the state. There's no doubt. Again, Class BC down.
Lees looking for the drive and dish, but it's well covered by Northwest, so the Stars get it back out. Squires, another NBA three. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Zach Rose. That's his first of the game.
He was at the Dinsdale sign there, Doug. He was at the Dinsdale sign.
It's great when they go in because it gets the crowd into it, but percentage-wise, down low, that's where McNeil's is, and that's going to go most of the time. And Derek McNeil's with his second bucket. 31-25, finally breaking the long drought for the Vikings.
I thought we'd see a little more of this almost matchup man, where it's kind of, it looks like a man, but it's kind of matchup where they're just kind of staying in gaps.
Connor Strite dribbling around, tries to go into the paint, down the baseline, and he turns the ball over. And will bring it into the front court with Waters. Waters back to the high post here. To Kraft. Trevor to the top of the circle. Drive and kick it back out to Kraft. And they're trying to keep it in the hands of Larson.
And Hoosman here, he's doing a good job of trying to force him up high in the post and not get a mismatch down low.
Squires battling with Kraft. They throw over the top of Squires, and Kraft grabs it and lays it up and in.
They've done a nice job of working the middle. You said that. They went inside early in the game, and then they kind of went away from it with some of the threes they hit, and now I think they're reestablished that inside presence. They may have to go with Richter right now to offset it.
As Lease takes his man off the dribble, goes by Larson, and on some backside help, we've got a whistle and a foul that will send Alex Lease to the line, where he is 3 of 4 and has 8 points. Trevor Kraft will pick up his first personal foul.
That was a nice take by Alex Lease. Lease there hesitating a little bit and taking all the way to the right to the rim. Right now, I think Donnie's really concerned with some of the cuts that they're getting on the backside with their defense, so he's trying to talk to his guards about that. And notice he did go with Richter, which I just said he had to go big here. So he's going Holtmeyer and Richter because they're getting beat up inside. Hoosman's coming out. I think they're going to tell him to fight around a little bit.
Yeah, and Squires comes out as well with 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. Normally, this would be a normal time to sub in like this, but it's also a good time to sub in like this. Second free throw, no good. Northwest grabs the rebound with Kraft. His third of the ball game. And up the floor with the basketball will be Alex Larson. Skip pass over to the wing, faking the three, driving in. Rose, runner, no good. Off the rim, rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer up ahead to Strike. Connor Cut off there, back to the trailer lease. Three in transition, no good. Rebound pulled down again by Zach Rose of Northwest. Underneath, ball gets swatted out of there. Good save, though, by Larson. And Northwest has an open look at a three on the right wing. It will not go. Rebound offensive. Looking for some help underneath. They'll kick it out into the corner. Good job again by Northwest down to the low block. McNeil's had that one. Now the pull-up jumper is going to be up. No good by Larson. And Kearney Catholic will come out of there with a basketball. Connor Streit, his fifth rebound.
Great job by both teams really handling the pressure.
But now he dribbles himself into some problem on the baseline, and Kearney Catholic will call a timeout, their first of the game. And this timeout is brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for a Little Caesars pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and an area high school concession stand. It's 33-26 Northwest, leading Kearney Catholic. We're back in 30 seconds.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on the Breeze 94.5 and Classic Hits 98.9 as we're transitioning throughout the day from wrestling that's done on Classic Hits, getting into hockey here at 7:05, pregame at 6:45 on the Breeze. Game 6 of the Heartland Hoop Classic. And at I'm out, 33-26. Lee's top of the circle, working there on Larson. Picks the dribble up. Richter comes outside the arc to get the ball inside to Jackson. Jackson with the off-balance jumper. It's no good. Ball knocked out of bounds.
I think he was hoping he could get a foul there, but really it was kind of a tough shot for him in the lane at about 7 feet, going over a 6'2", 6'3 kid.
I don't know how intentional it is, but it seems like they've been calling a couple of plays for guys that you wouldn't normally see shooting the basketball in that type of realm. Usually you post up a Hoosman as Kearney Catholic steals the ball, fires a quick three. It's no good. And Derek McNeil's gets the rebound.
That was a really good look for Alex Lease. Just didn't go for him. I'll see, it's going to be interesting if they try to post up right here, if they're going to play outside, because Richter and Holtmeyer give them some big guys down low.
Bachman back in the game for Northwest. Get it down to the low block, leaning, and the shot is up and in, and a blocking foul called on Blake Holtmeyer, who seemed to be holding his ground, and McNeil's just did what the bigger guy's supposed to do, turn and lean, and a chance for a three-point play.
That was a great job by McNeil's. Holtmeyer's got to stand and take the charge. He kind of just bodied him up. I kind of wondered on the switch because Richter had been guarding McNeil's and pushing him off the block a little bit. But Holtmeyer's a great defensive player. He's just got to take the charge there, Doug.
Free throw up. Free throw good. And McNeil's now has 5 points here in the quarter. And the lead is back up to 10, 36-26, after the Stars had whittled it down to 4 at the start of the third quarter. Biggest lead has been 18.
Yeah, we had said that this is going to be a big, they've got to get this, keep this within that 7 to 8 point range. They get out to 10 and 14, and Kearney Catholic will be in trouble in the fourth.
Here's Alex Lease for the three, all the way around and out, no good. The ball is swatted off the back of the glass, and it's brought down by Alex Larson. Fast break the other way, and a double dribble called on Grand Island Northwest, and that'll be their eighth turnover.
The last two looks for Alex Lease have been great looks. Coach Lease is pulling him out. Don Lease is pulling Alex Lease out just because he knows maybe he needs a break, maybe he's a little tired, just trying to get him into a better rhythm.
It must be a big event if Sean Callahan's here checking out some hoops tonight. Even he wants to see Oak Hill as an entry pass is taken away by McNeil's, but they're going to call him for the reach-in, and a foul on Derek will be his third.
Yeah, Coach Rathke from Northwest was not happy with that call. I didn't get a great look at it, but he felt like it was a clean steal.
McNeilis now with his third foul, and so McNeilis will check out, and Dahlkeller will come in.
That's a big, big loss for Northwest if they keep him out. This is a good chance for Kearney Catholic to make a little run.
So Dahlkeller gets in there, and Kearney Catholic gets it into the lane. A little one-hand jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Isaac Richter up and in, and Richter will have his first bucket and first rebound of the game, and it's 36-28 Northwest. 3:18 to go here in the third quarter. And Dahlkeller is up top of the ball.
Good positioning by Richter there on the offensive rebound.
Dale Kenner gets it out on the outside. Now they try to dump it back into him. He can't handle it. The ball's deflected. Kearney Catholic was already headed the other way, and they don't have it. So a three-pointer is on the way. No good that time by Larson. A rebound brought down by Stride, and he got tangled up and a foul called here on Northwest.
Connor Stride is a really intelligent player. He realizes Northwest is a little bit out of position. He's being very aggressive with the off the rebound. He got the call there. I think right now Kearney Catholic is in a good position if they can get, they need to get Hoosman a look here. They got Alex Lease on the bench, and they got to try and close this and keep it within 6 or 8.
36-28. Congratulations to the Kearney Catholic wrestlers, 4 district champs today. More on that coming up tomorrow on our wrestling rally. But to Thomas Conley and to Keating, Rodriguez, and Cantrell, all district champs today as everybody's heading back from their district wrestling tournaments. And Kearney Catholic's Blake Holtmeyer again drives and draws the foul, this time on Austin Hebronic, his first.
That was a really good drive by Holtmeyer. He, you know, I don't even know if he was going to get the shot up, but he forced the call by going in strong.
2 free throws for Holtmeyer. The first one, no good. And for Blake, he's now 1 of 5 at the line, 3 points.
Yeah, he, you know, again, this is the one area that he struggles. He's a really good player, and he knows it, and this kind of gets in his head. Hopefully he follows through on the second one. Looks like he's pulling his hand back just a little bit.
Second free throw, flicks the wrist, and it won't go either. And the rebound brought down by Delketter for Grand Island Northwest. They have stemmed the tide for now. Larson's pass is kicked. Boy, he was going to walk if he didn't throw that ball. And the
I thought he
kicked.
Did. I thought he walked on that or double dribble dug or both, but apparently the officials, the three-man crew, didn't see it the same way.
Kearney Catholic brings Squires and Moore back in there. Richter, Strite, and Hoosman on the floor. And for Grand Island Northwest, you've got both the big guys, Delketter and Kraft, down there. Of course, they're all big. Rarely do you find any more teams with a three or four guys more than 6'2". This team has three that are less than 6'2". Jump hook, rattles around and out, no good. Ball tip, hit it. It's going to be David Squires to bring down the loose ball. Stars bring the ball up the floor. We're teetering between 6 and 10 here. What will the Stars do? Hoosman comes, gets shoved to the ground. The ball goes out of bounds, and he must have tripped because there was no whistle. There's really no arguing from the Stars sideline.
I think that he probably got tripped. It was the same kind of calls we saw earlier when Alex Larson for Northwest got, you know, might have got tripped up. But it is tough to make that call, and he was driving in really hard. It seemed like maybe he was forcing action.
Second turnover of the quarter for Kearney Catholic, 7 in the game compared to 8 unofficially for Northwest. Northwest trapped at midcourt. They'll throw over the top there to Delketter. Over to Rose. Zach back in the ball game, throws it up top. Matt Moore way out there, 28-foot defending the ball. Couple of dribbles to the right. Stars trying to pick up their defensive intensity. Nearly trapped, but everybody up top, so they go back cut to Delketter. He loses it, throws it back into the court of play. Bachman, great athleticism, goes high in the air to grab it. Delketter down low. Kraft was wide open, and the pass was tipped by Hoosman to deflect it out of bounds.
I'll tell you what, Kearney Catholic has deflected and tipped 3 or 4 balls that Northwest has done a great job of saving and keeping in. Some fortunate situations, but also, like you said, some nice athletic plays.
So it will be Northwest ball, baseline corner, which is a little different than right under the hoop. Rose throws it in, and it's knocked out of the hands of Alec Waters, who's back in. So Waters, along with Bachman up top, you've got Rose in there, along with Kraft and Delketter for Grand Island Northwest. And they lead at 36-28, a minute 43 to go here in quarter number 3. And a jump ball as they get down to the baseline. The arrow points the way of Grand Island Northwest.
You know, you had said that the officials really have let them play there. There was one where it could have been a bump call, could have been a reach call. They let them both go. And so that favors Kearney Catholic right now.
Northwest gets it in right underneath the hoop, and the layup is there for Zach Rose over Squires. 15 game-high points for Zach Rose. And the lead is back up to 10, 38-28. That's the first bucket in quite some time for either team.
Squires is going to shoot one. You can kind of see him just preparing. It looks like he really wants to take. Whoa! What? I'm sorry.
We've got a whistle.
I didn't see that. I thought that Hoosman got bumped. They're calling an offensive foul on Alex Lease.
They're calling an illegal screen on Kearney Catholic because Hoosman got bumped into him, and Lisa's saying, what's going on?
I apologize. I said what because I was so shocked with the call. I thought that was Hoosman getting bumped or a no call, but you're right. Maybe Hoosman bumped into Alex there. I don't know.
Well, I did not see it, and there's A couple things I'm seeing. Now Northwest throws it into their own hoop almost. It's stolen away. Moore lays it up and in. And that may have been better than anything else that would have happened. They were trapped in the backcourt. Northwest tried to make a baseline pass, and it hit the rim. Their own rim.
That's unbelievable. Quick shot.
Delketter for three. The big fella steps out like you said he could. And Casey Delketter with a huge bucket here for the Northwest Vikings. Delketter knocking it down.
In the fourth quarter of a tight game, he came down and just blanked the three from 25 feet on us. So that's why I remember him.
41-30, huge bucket there. And the lead 11, that's a lot to try to come back from. Hoosman tries to drive the baseline. And this time they will call the blocking foul on Northwest and Zach Rose, his second.
That was an interesting call as Hoosman made the move to the baseline. Looks like he had the baseline. They called it after he got by him.
It is the fifth team foul on Northwest and Kearney Catholic to throw it in. And another foul as this time Hoosman gets shoved down. This time Northwest doesn't like the call. Another one on Rose.
It's hard to know whether or not those are fouls or not, Doug, because like you said, if he does get tripped, it's the right call. If he doesn't, that's just an interpretive rule, don't you think?
And that's his fourth foul. Ooh, we had him for one less than that. That's his fourth foul. That's why he's double disgusted. Kearney Catholic to throw it in. On the low post, Lease forces the shot. It's up, and it's in. Alex Lease with 5 in the quarter and 11 in the game to lead the Stars. 41-32 Northwest, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. They break the press. They attack it underneath Dahlcutter. Blocked from behind. Stars save it. Brian Hoosman with the block. Kearney Catholic gets it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gets it back to Hoosman with 17. Stars now, if they can get a bucket here, that puts this as a ball game again going into the fourth quarter.
They need to get Hoosman the ball with the big guy, number Casey Dahlcutter, on him because he's got an advantage there.
Lee's trying to take his man off the dribble. Backside, Holtmeyer cut, layup, good. That's the end of the quarter. The setup play works for Kearney Catholic. It's been back and forth all night long, and we go to the fourth quarter of play. Grand Island Northwest, 41, Kearney Catholic, 34. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits and the Breeze, 94.5.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Just like Central Nebraska is the home of great high school athletics, Carpet Plus is the home of the area's largest selection of Mohawk and Shaw carpet and flooring. Carpet Plus is your flooring superstore, with hundreds of rolls of carpet always in stock. They're also the home of great customer service and fair pricing. See them at 3333 Old Potash Highway, just south of Hy-Vee and Grindyle. Do it today. Carpet Plus, where great floors begin.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, and The Breeze 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings. Doug Duda along with Adam Central Assistant Coach Tom Schlechta. We go to the fourth quarter, 41-34, Grand Island Northwest.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is why even play the third. We could just wait right to the fourth with the lead staying pretty much the same. It's going to be a great end, Doug.
Yeah, it was 6 at the half. Kearney Catholic got it to 4. It went up to 11, and now it sets at 7.
Northwest goes
Catholic
back to zone. Sorry about that, Doug. Northwest goes back to zone, which I thought they'd play more of this.
Alex Lease with it. Gives it off to Matt Moore. Still a good matchup here. Moore gives it over on the right wing to Lease. Lease outside the arc, up top to Squires. Squires has 1 3-point bucket. Kearney Catholic is 3 of 16 from three-point land tonight. 5 of 11 for Northwest. Here's Lease for another three. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Alex Larson, his 6th of the ball game.
Like you said, Kearney Catholic, 3 of 17 from the three-point line. Really, that's the difference in the game right now.
41-34 Northwest, 7:15 to go in the game. On the high post, they get it to Kraft. Trevor, right elbow, back up top to Larson. He drives, kicks it into the corner. 3-pointer by Waters is on the way. It is no good. Backside rebound to Squires for Kearney Catholic. Stars will have to close this gap, I would think, a little quickly because Northwest will slow this thing down. They know how to run clock.
They do. The one advantage to Kearney Catholic is they're a great trap team and they're a great pressure team. So there's going to be a lot of possessions still to go.
Hoosman with a basketball outside the arc, way outside the arc, right side. Baseline, Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer puts it on the floor, double pump, puts it over the front of the rim and in. Blake Holtmeyer with seven.
He's great on that baseline. He caught in the conference championship game against us a couple times and got and ones. He's so good on that baseline. Kearney Catholic's trapping again.
Northwest still not across the timeline. Northwest with some trouble here. Knocked out of Larson's hands, and a foul will be called.
Alex is complaining, but really that was a foul. You had to call that one. I mean, it was a pretty clear foul. I know he got some ball, but he went through the Larson kid to get that ball.
And now Alex Lease has four fouls for Kearney Catholic. Zach Rose has four fouls for Grand Island Northwest. And so those are two key men that are in desperate foul trouble. And I think it probably hurts Kearney Catholic more than it does Northwest. It just looks like Rose got hot in that second quarter, but he's got a lot of guys that are playing like him. Lease really, though, handles a lot of the pressure offensively and defensively as it's down on the low block working. McNeilis is going to be going to the free throw line. Called for a foul down low, the Stars.
That was great position that time by Kearney Catholic. McNeilis did a good job of forcing a foul call. He kind of pushed his way in. He's a really good post player when he gets on the low block for Northwest.
The foul is on David Squires, his second. The free throw is off the front of the rim by McNeilis, and it is no good. He is now 1 of 4 at the line. He has 7 points. As a team, Northwest is 3 of 8, and Kearney Catholic 7 of 15. Neither team shooting free throws well. Second free throw by McNeilis is up, and that one's good. And the first point of the fourth quarter for Grand Island Northwest. 42-36. They lead Kearney Catholic. They've led the whole way. With it on the right wing is Hoosman. Hoosman up top to Squires. Hand in his face, dumps it down to the right-hand corner. Holtmeyer tries to get on Kraft, and he's fouled as both posts collapse on him. And let's see which one will get called for the foul. McNeilis or
Kraft, yeah. Kraft on that closed out too hard on Holtmeyer. He's not normally going to shoot that three, and Holtmeyer pump-faked and took a baseline, which coaches all know that's what he likes to do. So on that one, Kraft just misjudged what Holtmeyer was going to do on that play.
But now Blake's got to make the free throws, and he cannot make the first one. He's really now it is becoming mental. It has not been a good season free throw shooting-wise, and tonight it's not been good at all, as Blake is 1 out of 7 at the free throw line. That is also the fourth foul on McNeilis, so McNeilis and Rose also with 4 fouls. Second free throw for Holtmeyer on the way, and that's good. So he gets 1 of 2, 8 points now for Holtmeyer, 42-37 Northwest, 5:50 to go here at the Heartland Hoops event. And then the ball knocked out of the hands of Kraft. Kearney Catholic comes away with the steal. Squires, top of the circle, the lane's open, so he puts it on the floor, drives, and hits the layup. David Squires showing that he can still do
it. Wow, what a move by Squires there, Doug.
Squires, when that lane is open, when he sees a crease, he will put it on the floor. 42-39, this is as close as Kearney Catholic's been since the opening minute of the ball game. 5:15 to go. Can Northwest find enough fire to keep this win and hand Kearney Catholic their first loss? Up top, Kraft. Couple of dribbles, throws it back up to his guard, Alec Waters. Waters gets it in Larson's hand, guarded by Hoosman. Doesn't really go anywhere, still well outside the arc here, passing the ball around. Delcutter's going to try a fadeaway three and bury it.
And I said that guy can step out and hit shots, and he's a clutch player, Doug. He hits them in big moments. You know, he doesn't shoot any threes in the first half, then he knocks down two.
And that Squires is just seeing himself in the mirror. He's what do I do? And Delcutter hits it. So Kearney Catholic down to the low block, kick it back out to Squires. Squires outside the arc, right side. He's going to back it up, trying to dump it inside more, but too much height. Kicks it out to the wing for a three-pointer. That's too strong, but a backside rebound. Ryan Hoosman runs it down. There wasn't even a Viking on that side. Now a long three. Squires tried to answer. It's no good. Rebound tapped around off of Matt Moore and out of bounds to Grand Island Northwest. Kearney Catholic tried too hard there to answer with a three of their own.
Absolutely, Doug. They should have tried to drive or get something better. The second one was better from Hoosman than the first one from Squires. Nice thing is they put three subs in, and Northwest looks like they're tired and winded right now, so this looks like a great steal opportunity. Oh, and Rathke responds with the timeout. That was a smart timeout by him.
Timeout by Grand Island Northwest. They will have two remaining. 4:14 to go in the ball game. It's Grand Island Northwest 45, Kearney Catholic 39. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 and The Breeze 94.5. We're back in a minute.
Here's a friendly maintenance tip from Graham Tire, your tire store next door in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
In the winter, we all deal with nasty potholes. Some of them are so bad they affect the alignment of your vehicle and make it pull in a different direction. Making sure your car is properly lined will allow you to get better gas mileage, longer tire life, and keep you and your family safer on the road.
Just another friendly maintenance tip from Graham Tire, your tire store next door, with locations in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle, so we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you, like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Want to thank our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you the Heartland Hoop Classic, including Graham Tire, honesty, integrity, and a matter of pride in what they do. That's what you should expect from your tire dealer, and that's what you get at Graham Tire, your tire store next door, Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney. A big thank you to all of our sponsors, Doug Duda, Tom Schlechta, with you here at the Heartland Event Center out of the Grand Island Northwest timeout. Stars try to put some pressure on. Northwest just about turns the ball over, getting it back up to the front court, and they'll turn and kick it back out to Waters, swing it over to the right side to Larson. 4 minutes to go. It's 45-39, Northwest leading undefeated Kearney Catholic. Only the second time this year they've trailed in the fourth quarter. Over on the right wing, they get it to Waters, to Kraft. Now a three-pointer by Larson. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound is thrown back off of a Kearney Catholic player and out of bounds to Northwest.
You know, that was one where I think Alex Lease thought that was going out of bounds and he didn't quite react quick enough. And by the time he did, they threw it off of the Kearney Catholic players. Good play. I didn't see who was. Was that Waters?
That was Dahlcutter.
Dahlcutter. That was a great play by Dahlcutter to throw it off the Kearney Catholic players.
Well, that young man has stepped up big here in the second half. Couple of threes and that play there. Larson to throw it in on the baseline. Goes all the way up top to Waters. Waters gives it back to Larson. 3:40 to go, and you can kind of see Northwest trying to milk clock here.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult to do against Kearney Catholic. Within the next minute, there'll be a turnover if they do that.
6-point lead, though. Comfortable right now. Big possession, whether it goes to 8 or whether it goes to 6. Northwest and Larson falls down, but they don't call anything, and now the ball goes off the rim, nothing. Dahlcutter gets it back, and that was a weird possession. Northwest has it, and that ball bounced around about 6 different places, and now Kearney Catholic called for a foul 23 feet away from the hoop, and that'll be their 6th.
That foul doesn't hurt Kearney Catholic because it doesn't put them in the bonus, plus he lets them reset. They were exhausted. Said they needed a little time. Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. I apologize. That was a dagger. I stand corrected. Wow, that is a big foul then.
So, Hoosman, Moore, Squires, Streit, and Richter will be on the floor. And big advantage now for Northwest, even though they have McNeilis and Rose with 4 each, but they've whittled this clock down to 3:05. Squires trying to trap out front. Northwest, they're overplaying the ball right now. You got Squires at the top of this zone running all over the place. If he just is off balance a little bit, you're going to get a foul call. Hoosman working on Rose, keeps the stutter dribble, trying to find a 5-second count over to Larson. 2:50 to go. Bounce pass over to Waters. High post. Rose to McNeilis. Back out on the right wing, seeing some room. Larson drives, scoops it up, no good, but a foul is called on his way to the hoop.
I was just about to say, at what point do you look at McNeilis and say, hey, he's 1-for-5 from the free throw line, let's foul him? I wonder if their coaches on the Kearney Catholic side decide, you know, down the stretch to go ahead and give him a couple fouls, kind of the hack-a-shack type of deal, and see if he misses a free throw or two.
Amazingly, Alex Larson hasn't scored or shot a free throw.
That is amazing, because he's played a great game, I thought, at least dug up to this point.
He gets 2 free throws here. They called it on the shot, and the first one is right through there for his first point of the game. And again, kind of like the Raymond Central St. Cecilia game earlier today, not much going on here offensively in the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic has 5 points, and now Northwest has 5 points. 46-39, 2:41 is all that's left.
With 3 timeouts, though, we could have quite a few possessions left in this one.
Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So two big free throws there for Alex Larson. 47-39 as Matt Moore brings it up here for the Kearney Catholic Stars.
Right now, I think they're going to try and get, again, Strider, Hoosman are their go-to guys.
Squires for three. It is off the rim and over the backboard, so no opportunity for a rebound. And Kearney Catholic is 3 of 20 beyond the arc and 0 of 8 in the second half.
Yeah, and you'd said, Doug, if they're going to keep shooting threes, if they don't hit them, they're in big trouble, and that's exactly what's happened right now.
2:20 to go. Northwest has the ball stolen away. Squires up ahead for the layup. Hoosman missed it, but he was fouled. That was a golden opportunity for a three-point play, but a strong foul made Brian Hoosman miss that layup, the 11th Northwest turnover.
You know, when we played Kearney Catholic, it was similar. They were about three for, 15, 16, and then they got hot. They're not the kind of team that's going to shut it off. They're just going to keep shooting and hope that a couple of them go down.
Still to come, Boys Town, Norfolk Catholic at 7, Oak Hill Academy, and Omaha Central at 9. Those are on Classic Hits 98.9 as Hoosman puts the free throw up and in. Coming up next here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, it's Tri-City Storm Hockey. They host Fargo at 6:45, and we'll be joining them almost immediately after this game. Second free throw, Hoosman, and it is good. Brian hits them both, and coming in for Northwest is Waters.
Golden opportunity for Kearney Catholic on the sub to set up the press, and so we'll see, how that works. But they had to get Waters in as a ball handler to help out, on Northwest side. So it was a good substitution by Rathke, but it helps Kearney Catholic set up what they want to do here, which is trap.
Dahlcutter also comes back into the ball game here. 2:16 to go, 47-41 Northwest, leading undefeated Kearney Catholic. Dahlcutter goes down the baseline, skipping, and gives it in to Waters. Dahlcutter might be a guy you foul, too, as they're trying to trap at the backcourt. Larson throws it. They get it to Dahlcutter, who didn't want any part of that. So you know if he touches the ball, that's a guy to foul. But there's still 2 minutes to go. You do not have to foul yet. Kearney Catholic will come out and try and trap. But Northwest is doing a great job of moving the ball around here. They're not looking to shoot. They're just looking to keep the ball alive.
Don's philosophy is to try to get one more steal. Until you get under about 40, he probably won't foul, but he may have to. He's going
seven,
man now.
Seven fouls on Kearney Catholic, so it's still a 1-1. There's Larson. He got open, drives the baseline, double clutch, and scores. Big shot off balance for Alex Larson, his first field goal of the game. Stars up the floor. Holtmeyer takes it to the rack, lays it up, gets a block, and makes the bucket. A chance for a three-point play, and McNeilis has just fouled out of the game.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give both players credit. I thought that McNeilis did a great job of getting positioned and almost taking that charge. It was a tough call either way. Holtmeyer went right to the rim. He didn't hesitate, and he might have slid just at the last moment, but great job by McNeilis to try and get there. It was just a bang-bang play.
Well, if that is called a charge, I think that's it. I think this game's over.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The bucket counts. They have not put the bucket on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and it looks like there's confusion over by the – I mean, there's no way they can miss.
Well, they counted the bucket.
Right.
The officials over here talking to the scorer's table. Trying to see what the delay's about here. And I'm not sure what's going on, if they're waiting for somebody to sub in here for McNeilis. No, they've got their fifth guy in there.
And even Coach Rathke and the refs are looking at the score clock, realizing the points didn't go up.
Uh-oh.
And now there was some technical difficulty, like the Super Bowl, Doug.
The scoreboard just went
down.
I suppose they tried to put the points on the board, and it didn't.
Yes.
And they just paged Tino Martinez.
Oh.
Both coaches say, get over here, we want to coach you.
Yep. That's an advantage to the team that's down. So that's always a bit for Northwest. They're happy that it came back up, and now we're game on.
Yeah,
it's like the old Wayne's World, right? Game on.
They just flicked it on and off, and now we're ready to go. So 49-43 Vikings with 1:27 to go, and Blake Holtmeyer back at the line to try and complete a three-point play. Obviously, every point counts now, and the free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Trevor Kraft. And they try to trap Northwest again in the backcourt. Larson with a basketball. Gets rid of it over to Waters. Waters can't attack. Bounce pass to Kraft. Couldn't find it, but there was no star there, and Northwest has it. Back to Larson. Larson to the baseline. They trap him on the baseline. He loses the basketball. Squires gets out of there with it, and a foul on Grand Island Northwest. They had Larson trapped on the baseline. There was nowhere to go, backwards, forwards, right, or left.
Yeah, and I thought actually Larson did a nice job of handling it. I think Squires might have got away with a little poke there, but hey, that's just smart by Squires, because at this point you got to get steals and try to get a turnover.
The foul is on Larson, his third, and it's the 10th team foul, so two free throws here for David Squires. He's not been to the line tonight. He's got 5 points, five rebounds. First one good for David Squires, 49-44 Northwest. Northwest was up 18 early.
At this point, with three timeouts, do you use a timeout if you're Don Leeson, Kearney Catholic, or do you just wait and hold it and save it?
I save him. Second free throw, doesn't matter. He missed it. The rebound brought down by Grand Island Northwest. Baseball pass to
professional service to keep your business running smoothly. Call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And I assume it's the same if it hit the padding on the bottom. I'm not positive about that. But nonetheless, the timeout was taken. And we have two remaining here, Northwest, and three for Kearney Catholic.
You know, as an
official, 1 minute to go, it's Northwest ball.
As an official, I think you have to err on the side of let it be live, because you don't want to call it dead unless you know for sure it hit the back. And I wouldn't say that I knew for sure which way it went on that.
1 minute left in this basketball game, and it is Northwest ball underneath their own hoop, and they get it in to Waters. Picks his dribble up. Kearney Catholic now is going to have to start thinking about fouling. Larson has the basketball, and it's stolen away by Holtmeyer at midcourt. Goes in for the layup and scores. It's a three-point game. Blake Holtmeyer with the steal makes it 49-46. Full court pressure on. Northwest throws over the top of it. They've got a layup at the other end. The shot is going to be a foul. Boy, that was a big foul, Hoosman. He made sure that Trevor Kraft wasn't going to score, but Dahlcutter passed up the open layup to give it to Kraft.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and he's played great. Dahlcutter's had a great fourth quarter for Northwest, but that was one he should have just drop-stepped and went up instead of making the unselfish play. He needed to go up with that. On the other end, I like what Hoosman did fouling. He definitely bodied him. He thought it was clean, but every player does.
Oh, yeah, that was a foul. Trevor Kraft hasn't shot a free throw tonight. He's got 4 points. He gets two. The first one is up, and it is good, and it is a two-possession game.
That's a big free throw. Now with timeouts, I think Donnie will keep them, but on any dead ball or any make, he's got to use them to, you know, retain time on the clock right now.
No doubt about it. 38 seconds to go. Grand Island Northwest trying to hold on. 50-46 over Kearney Catholic. Kraft's second free throw is up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman. Hoosman to Moore. Moore brings it across the timeline, goes over on the left wing. Hoosman back out to Moore, stutter dribble. Back out Hoosman. Hoosman to the top of the key, Squires. Squires drives, kicks it out on the wing. 24 seconds. Over to Streit. Streit drives, right side, draws a blocking foul. He'll get two free throws. The shot does not go. And two free throws coming up on the blocking foul against Trevor Kraft.
And if I'm Ryan Rathke, I am upset because you've had a couple calls not go your way. I still think that might have been the right call on the block. But he's got to feel like with Kearney Catholic with 8 fouls and Northwest with 10, 11 or 12, that maybe they're getting the short end on a couple of these calls.
Streit will shoot two free throws. He's 2 of 3, 21 seconds remaining. The first one is up, and it is in for Connor Streit. Grand Island Northwest 50, Kearney Catholic 47. Derek Jackson comes in, probably for fouling purposes because he doesn't have any.
Yep, and, you know, I think Donnie might use a timeout because he's got three of them. With 21, even if they make it, I think he will use one to set up a press. We'll see.
Second free throw, Streit. It's good. And a timeout called by Kearney Catholic. So both free throws, or no, we've got a sub. It's not a timeout. It's a sub with Dahlcutter coming back in. Northwest 50, Kearney Catholic 48. 21 seconds to go. Northwest has it facing full court pressure. Larson to throw it in. They get it to Rose in the backcourt, and an immediate foul is called. And it will be the last time we have a one-and-one in this game.
It looked like right there they didn't want Waters or Larson to get a catch and shoot free throws. Not that Rose's not a great free throw shooter, but it looked like they kind of let him, but of the three, he was the one they would rather have catch there.
Zach Rose still leads the Viking in scoring with 15 points. He scored 10 in a row in the second quarter. But that's been about it. It's a good run. I'd take that run any time.
Yeah.
But he's not been to the free throw line. It is a 1-1 for Zach Rose. 20 seconds left. It's up. It's in. It's a three-point game.
Man, that's tough to go to the line when you haven't been to the line all day and shooting this gym. That was a big free throw by Rose for Northwest. Wow.
51-48 Northwest. That was the exact same final for Kearney Catholic over McCook.
Now, do you use the timeout or do you let them play here?
Second free throw around and in. It's a four-point game. And Kearney Catholic will call timeout. 20 seconds remain. It is Grand Island Northwest 52, Kearney Catholic 48. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
Drive and kick. We're going to
discussing what's going to happen here. We have two different philosophies,
which
makes it great. I think depending on what Northwest sets up, with 20 seconds left and still two timeouts remaining here. In fact, actually, Northwest called the timeout, so Kearney Catholic has three timeouts remaining. So we'll put that in our book with 20 seconds to go. But I think Kearney Catholic tries to drive and get fouled and make a layup because Northwest probably going to give them that. Trevor Kraft and Casey Dahlcutter have to make sure that they stand strong in the paint.
I'm going to go opposite, Doug, and say what you'd probably do is sink a little bit on the drive. This sounds weird, but the three doesn't kill you because you're worried about giving an easy two up and having maybe 14 or 13 with the timeout now only up two. So we'll see what they do here.
Alex Lease is fouled out. Holtmeyer's in for him. The other four starters are in. They get it to Moore right back to Hoosman, and he's not hustling it up the floor, so they need two possessions. Over to Matt Moore on the right wing. Trying to set up Hoosman for a three. The ball gets away. We're down to 10, 9. Hoosman forces the three. It's no good. Rebound Northwest, and Kearney Catholic is 6 seconds away from their first loss of the year.
You know, and Doug, Connor Stride is a big-time player. He played fantastic against us in the conference championship game. But right there, he's got to go with more urgency. He let about 2 to 4 seconds go. With 20 seconds, he's got to bring that down quicker so that if they don't hit this shot, there's more time.
Kearney Catholic didn't make a three in the second half.
Yeah, and that's
and they're only down four.
Unbelievable. That's an unbelievable stat, Doug. You'd think they'd be down 15.
Alex Larson to shoot two free throws. And the first one on the way, and it is good. That makes it a 53-48 game.
You know, Northwest didn't hit a lot of free throws until this last stretch. They've hit big ones here at the end.
When they needed them, they have made them. Second free throw for Larson as they are going to go to 18-4. And it is no good. Squires gets the rebound. Up the floor. David stops. Pump fake. Fires the three. It is no good. And the basketball game is over. And Grand Island Northwest is the only Grand Island team to win at the Heartland Hoops Classic here today. And they do it 53-48 to hand Kearney Catholic their first loss of the season.
You know, and I think, Doug, I said this. This sounds weird, and Coach Lease is going to hate hearing this. And don't tell him I said this because he'll start screaming at you. He's a good friend of mine. I think this loss actually helps them a little bit because it takes some of that pressure off of being undefeated.
We will take a look at the final stats and wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in a minute.
Put a sparkle in her eye and a smile on her face when you romance her this Valentine's Day with flowers from Roses for You. Nothing says you love her more than a beautiful arrangement of unique flowers. Order early and take pressure off remembering. The last thing you want is to forget flowers on Valentine's Day for that special someone. Call Roses for You today, 382-4050, or stop by 937 South Locust, Grand Island.
For that special place in the heart.
Order 24 hours a day at rosesforyou.com.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island wants to show you the new 2013 Spark four-door hatchback. A gorgeous salsa red, stock number 95-100, is every bit as fun to drive as it looks. Sale price now at only $15,300. The 2013 GMC Terrain, stock number 94-400, is a clear onyx black, a quality ride that looks as tough as nails. Sale price now at $25,998. See them today at Tom Dinsdale Automotive on West Dolly Park at Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Put a sparkle in her eye and a smile on her face when you romance her this Valentine's Day with flowers from Roses for You. Nothing says you love her more than a beautiful arrangement of unique flowers. Order early and take pressure off remembering. The last thing you want is to forget flowers on Valentine's Day for that special someone. Call Roses for You today, 382-4050, or stop by 937 South Locust, Grand Island.
For that special place in the
order 24 hours a day at rosesforyou.com.
And we are back. Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show on the Breeze 94.5 and Classic Hits 98.9. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. First off, for Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, just 2 points in the game tonight, and he had one rebound. Brian Hoosman, 8 points, four rebounds, and a block shot. Blake Holtmeyer led the Stars in scoring tonight with 12 points and 4 rebounds. Derek Jackson had a rebound. Connor Streit, 7 points, 6 rebounds. David Squires, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Alex Lees fouled out with 3:10 to go in the game, and he had 11 points, 2 rebounds. And Isaac Richter, 2 points, 1 rebound. 15 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Kearney Catholic. They were 6 of 11 in the first half, and 7 of 13 in the second half, 3-point shooting, 3 of 12 in the first half, and in the second half, 0 of 10, and that's the difference in this game. Kearney Catholic, 5 turnovers in the first half, 2 in the second half. 23 points at halftime, 25 in the second half, and Kearney Catholic will finish with 48 points, 25 rebounds, 13 out of 24 at the free throw line, 3 of 22 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 7 turnovers, and Kearney Catholic will suffer their first loss of the season, falling to 21-1, and will wrap up the regular season Friday night at home against the Adams Central Patriots. We'll look at the final numbers for Grand Island Northwest in a minute here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Just like Central Nebraska is the home of great high school athletics, Carpet Plus is the home of the area's largest selection of Mohawk and Shaw carpet and flooring. Carpet Plus is your flooring superstore, with hundreds of rolls of carpet always in stock. They're also the home of great customer service and fair pricing. See them at 3333 Old Potash Highway, just south of Hy-Vee and Grand Island. Do it today. Carpet Plus, where great floors begin.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Grand Island Northwest. Kyle Bachman, 3 points, one rebound. Alec Waters, 4 points, two rebounds. Alex Larson, 5 points, all in the fourth quarter. He had 7 rebounds to lead his team. Zach Rose was the team's leading scorer. He poured in 17 this evening. Derek McNullis had 8 points and 3 rebounds for McNullis. 8 points, 3 rebounds. McNeilis fouled out with a minute 27 to go. Austin Havronik had 5 points in the basketball game. Trevor Kraft, 5 points, 5 rebounds. And Casey Dahlcutter, 6 points, 6 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 8 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Vikings, 5 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. And turnovers, 6 in the first half and 6 more in the second half. Northwest had 29 points at halftime, 24 in the second half, and they're able to survive against Kearney Catholic, having their 18-point lead cut to 2, but they win it with 53 points, 26 rebounds, 10 out of 17 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from 3-point land, and 12 turnovers, as Northwest is now 18-4 with a 53-48 win over Kearney Catholic. Other games today, it was Donovan Trumbull over Archbishop Bergen, 64-53. Lincoln Pius X beat Grand Island, 68-57. Raymond Central over Hastings St. Cecilia, 47-44. Sutton beat Grand Island Central Catholic, 49-23. And bright and early this morning, High Plains, they weren't sluggish, 102-53 over Heartland Lutheran, setting a Heartland Hoops classic record. And before we get out of here, Tom Schlechter, we got Boys Town and Norfolk Catholic next, followed by the one everybody wants to see, Omaha Central and Oak Hill Academy. Both of these teams in this game, Northwest and Kearney Catholic, still showed they're pretty darn good.
Yeah, yes, Doug, they really did. And I'll tell you what, I think it was a good game for both of them. Northwest comes back, has all their players, and they're kind of setting the stage for districts. They play McCook next week. Kearney Catholic has us at home. That'll be a good game between the two of us. But, you know, both teams played extremely well. It's a state tournament atmosphere, and I think it benefited both of them.
Well, we're going to wrap things up so that we can get over to Classic Hits 98.9 coverage of our final two games. Randy Bushcutter back in for Boys Town and Norfolk Catholic. And coming up next on The Breeze, we've got Tri-City Storm Hockey as they host the Fargo Force just a couple of minutes away. 38% shooting for Kearney Catholic, 46% shooting for Grand Island Northwest. And when you look at the 3 of 22 three-point shooting for the Stars, then you can see where the difference was in the game tonight. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Miscos, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. For Tom Schlechtem, I'm Doug Gouda. Folks, thanks for listening. Keep it here. Six down, two more to go at the Heartland Hoops Classic.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast.